Book 1, Canto 3, The Yoga of the Soul's Release. A darkness carrying morning in its breast. Look for the eternal wide returning gleam, waiting the advent of a larger ray and rescue of the lost herds of the sun. In the splendid extravagance of the waste of God, drop carelessly in creation's spendthrift work, left in the chantiers of the bottomless world, and stolen by the robbers of the deep, the golden shekels of the earth's lie, hoarded from touch and view and thought's desire, locked in blind antres of the ignorant flood, lest men should find them and be even as gods. A vision lightened on the viewless heights, a wisdom illumined from the voiceless depths, a deeper interpretation, great in truth, a grand reversal of the night and day. All the world's values changed, heightening life's aim. A wiser word, a larger thought came in than what the slow labor of human mind can bring. A secret sense awoke that could perceive a presence and a greatness everywhere. The universe was not now this senseless whirl, born round inert on an immense machine. It cast away its grandiose lifeless front, a mechanism no more a work of chance, but a living movement of the body of God. A spirit hid in forces and in forms was a spectator of the mobile scene. The beauty and the ceaseless miracle led in a glow of the unmanifest. The formless everlasting moved in it, seeking its own perfect form in souls and things. Life kept no more a dull and meaningless shape. In the struggle and upheaval of the world, he saw the labor of a Godhead's birth, a secret knowledge masked as ignorance, fate covered with an unseen necessity, the game of chance of an omnipotent will, a glory and a rapture and a charm, the all-blissful sat unknown within the heart. Earth's pains were the ransom of its prison delight. A glad communion tinged the passing hours. The days were travelers on a destined road, the nights companions of his musing spirit. A heavenly impetus quickened all his breast. The trudge of time changed to a splendid march. The divine dwarf towered to unconquered worlds. Earth grew too narrow for his victory. Once only registering the heavy tread of a blind power on human littleness, life now became a sure approach of God, existence a divine experiment, and cosmos the soul's opportunity. The world was a conception and a birth of spirit and matter into living forms, and nature bore the immortal in her womb, that she might climb through him to eternal life. His being lay down in bright, immobile peace, and bathed in wells of pure spiritual light. It wandered in wide fields of wisdom self, lit by the rays of an everlasting sun. Even his body's subtle self within could raise the earthly parts towards higher things and feel on it the breath of heavenlier air. Already it journeyed towards divinity, upbuoyed by winged winds of rapid joy, upheld to a light it could not always hold. It left mind's distance from the truth supreme and lost life's incapacity for bliss. All now suppressed in us began to emerge.